The island was now divided into three utterly different realms. The remains of Britannia hung on in the west. North of the abandoned walls and forts, the Scottish tribes, for the most part, stayed pagan. And England, the realm of the Anglo-Saxons and Jutes, was planted in the east, all the way from Kent to the kingdom of Bernicia in Northumbria. The Saxon chiefs often built their settlements on the ruined remains of old Roman British towns, not least, of course, London. Like many invaders, they hankered after what they had destroyed. The showier pieces of their armour often bear startling resemblances to Roman armour, and their leaders aspired to be something more than war chiefs. They wanted to be known as Dux, a Roman duke. But in one crucial respect, the Germanic tribal societies were utterly different from the Romans. Theirs was a culture based on the blood feud and punishment by ordeal. It was an entire social system. Its plunder was the glue of loyalty.